Blasto. Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm always blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed even with a heartache. Let's bring Pioneer Paula up. And how are you, Pioneer Paula?
Hi, Paula.
I'm hanging in there. Hey, Jolene. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
It's like, man, we lost Prince today. I'm 57 years old. I mean, you know, I love Purple Rain album, the Purple Rain album, one of my favorites. I was talking to one of my dear sweet friends, Jimmy D. Lawson, there a few minutes ago, and anybody that doesn't know Jimmy D. Lawson, he is battling cancer and things, and it's kind of weird because Jimmy D. Lawson had said that he said, I was actually just playing When Doves Cry. He was playing the song Doves Cry when he found out that Prince had died. And it's like, wow. You know, tragedy. What a tragedy today to lose a great legend in the music industry.
Also, that Lady China that was with the World Wrestling Federation, she died too. You know who that is? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She
died yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay.
Yeah, China. I mean, what was she, 47? I think she was only 47 years old. I don't know what.
Young.
And it's like, man. Yeah, young. I mean, and the reason I know about the wrestling industry is probably because I've got like over $1,000 worth of wrestling dolls right now in my home. I have all them wrestling dolls and the rings and the chairs and the belts. They all belong to my youngest son. You know, and some of these wrestlers, quite a few of them are actually no longer here. They're dead. And it's untelling what some of these dolls are worth. I mean, I've got a big, tall Roddy Piper doll. I mean, big, tall Roddy Piper.
That's what I was getting ready to say, girl. Those might be worth a lot of money one of these days.
Yeah, it's untelling. I'm hanging on to them. You know, one of my favorites. You know, I mean, it's like hell. If I don't ever do anything with them, I'm hoping one day I can just fix a whole wall full of these guys and stand them all up on the wall, down from the ceiling to the floor, and just put them on the shelf all the way through there, all these wrestling people. But, you know, I mean, it's amazing how, like Barbie dolls, you know, you see Barbie dolls that sell for thousands and thousands of dollars. The Beanie Babies, I see some of them, they sell for millions of dollars, you know. So it's like, hey, if you've got that one rare thing, man, it's untelling what the price of it would go for, you know.
I still got my Barbie and my Ken and my Midge.
Honey, my mother has, I never owned a Barbie doll in my life. I do have one Barbie doll that was bought just a couple of years ago for me. And she's actually dressed. She's a UK Barbie doll. And it was bought for me. And she's still in the box, never been out of the box. It's the only Barbie doll I've ever owned in my life. And I got it about 4 years ago. It was bought for me because I'd never had maybe 5 years ago. I'd never owned a Barbie doll, and so somebody I knew bought me one. And like I say, they bought me a UK Barbie doll. She's all in the UK outfit and things. But my mother has so many of those Barbie dolls that are still in the box, you know, that she was telling, and I mean, man, she's got a house full of these things. And she was telling me the other day, she's like, well, I've got a bunch of them in plastic crates that are in the building that you've never even seen. And I'm like, oh, my God, Mom, what are we going to do with all
well,
this stuff?
You know, they'll be worth a lot more in the box.
Oh, yeah. They've never been out of the box. None of this stuff has,
yeah.
You know. So
wow.
I have no idea. I mean, to me, I mean, if my mother could sell all that shit right now and enjoy the money, I wish she would sell it. But no, she's actually saving it, all this stuff, to give us all this stuff one day. And I said, well, that's when I'll have to really clean house. I'll have to say, here, anything I've got, you can have it, because I've got so much shit from my mother that it'll be hard for me to part with any of it, that I'd rather her just sell it. You know, sell all this stuff now and enjoy it. But, you know, I mean, she's got, oh, my God, people, she's got a room. I mean, from the floor all the way to the ceiling that you could fill a room up with quilts, handmade quilts, you know, just every kind of quilt that you could possibly imagine. And the thing about these quilts that means so much to me is that she's got a little book that every hour that she spends on each quilt, she writes the date and how many hours she spent on each quilt. You know, it's like, man, I mean, valuable, very valuable. To me, there's no amount of money. You couldn't give me $1 million for one of my mother's quilts. You know, the quilt to me is worth more than $1 million. We're actually
going
to get started and play our birthday song, Miss Jolene.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We've got Sybil Kaufman Hirsch. Miss Sybil's down there in Florida. Knowed her all my life. So happy birthday, Miss Sybil. She's from Barberville. She's from Middlesboro, Kentucky. I'm trying to put her in Barberville, Middlesboro. Loretta Stone. Happy birthday to Miss Loretta Stone. And Paul Farrell. Happy birthday to you, Paul. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any? And I know you've got a special one today, Miss Jolene.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. My son, Dustin Combs, my dear son, his birthday today. Mommy loves you. Happy birthday, and hope you have a wonderful day. And I also have Chandra Sloan. Her birthday is today. And also Elizabeth Arden. Happy birthday.
Absolutely. And big shout out again for Jolene's son, Dustin. Happy birthday from all of us here at the Gatewood Legacy Radio. Pioneer Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
Nope, I don't think so. None come across my notifications. I may get them later, but as far as I know, I don't have any today.
What about Queen Elizabeth II? Queen Elizabeth is 90 years old today.
Mm-hmm,
how cool.
Yeah.
I've seen her out there walking in the streets and celebrating her birthday earlier today on some pictures. It's like, man, I like the Queen. Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop is 69 years old today. That is our other famous birthday today. A day in history. On this day... In 753 B.C., Rome was founded in 753 on this day. It's like, man, it's a long time ago, folks. 753 B.C., a long time ago. And then question of the day. Are religious uses of cannabis permitted in the United States? John Birnbach was the first person to answer on that. He says, no, unfortunately, the Religious Restoration Act didn't cover cannabis. I believe there was a court case brought for cannabis, but it wasn't upheld. Miss Jolene.
He's right. I agree with him. No.
Pioneer Paula.
I agree, too.
It actually says the answer is no, you are right. No, the U.S. government does not recognize religious use of cannabis. But there was a case in Hawaii. There was a case in Hawaii where a judge did rule to allow a defendant to mount a defense against cannabis distribution charges based on their religious use. You know,
to me, I mean, my personal opinion, it's either medical or recreational.
Right.
Well, it's a giant
like me.
It brings me closer
well,
to
yeah.
my creator.
Yeah, but
right.
anybody
and,
could.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, you know, because, I mean, I know a lot of people that, well, I mean, to me, okay, if it's not a, if people couldn't use it as a religious, how, as a religious form, how are we getting all these churches that are popping up, these cannabis churches all over the thing? That doesn't mean they're going to recognize
just,
it if the U.S. Go ahead, Joanne.
I don't believe in cannabis churches. I'm sorry. Church of God, not cannabis. I'm sorry.
Because there is, unfortunately, no Religious Restoration Act. There's, I mean, until they pass some kind of a law for it, I think you're going to have a hard time trying to convince a judge or a jury that you're doing it because that's your religious belief, you know. Herd Mentality's over there in the chat box, and he's typing away. He's got something to say. I know you do. Tell us, Herd. Tell us what's going on there. It's like, damn, Herd. Tell us what
just
it was, Herd.
Chat.
You quit typing.
I haven't been over there
yeah.
in a few days. I check everybody out.
John Kalawinski, big shout-out to you. Chuck Malin with the Herd Mentality, big shout-out to you. Pioneer, Paula Willett, thank you so much. Don James Swanson, thank you. Nicholas DeMio, that's down there in Florida listening in today. Big shout out to you, Nicholas. We love you. Jimmy Morrow down there in Frankfurt, thank you, Jimmy. Tom Sanders, Brent and Sherry Goss down there in Louisville, thank you. And Tommy Vaughn, big shout out to you. Big shout out to my co-host, Miss Jolene, and thank the
Yay.
Love of my life for listening in. They serve wine at church.
What church are
yes.
you attending?
Well, I do know that to be true, Herd. I do know that to be true because I experienced that not too long ago with the love of my life. I went to a Catholic Mass, I think that's what it was. I've never been to one. I think it was a Catholic Mass or something. I don't know. I have to confirm for sure what it was. But, you know, I've never really been in a Catholic church. And I'll just be honest with you. I really, really like it. I really like you have to – I think you got to stand up and sit down a lot. It's
and
like,
kneel,
man, that wears you out.
And kneel.
Yeah, stand up. Yeah, you got to stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, kneel a lot. And I actually done communion. You know, they were doing communion, and it was my understanding they invited everybody to do communion. And so I done communion with them. And yeah, it's called communion, so you heard Zohar telling me. I done communion with them, and it was real alcohol. And to me, I had never had real alcohol as communion before, and so when it hit my mouth, anybody that knows me knows I don't drink, and it was all I could do to not say woo-wee, I'm gonna be drunk, you know, because I mean it shocked me, it literally shocked me. And Herd says it's the Lutherans. The Lutherans also do that. So. I've always had grape juice is what I had.
Right.
It was sort of like a,
yeah.
What I thought
me
it was.
Me too.
I thought it was like.
But you got to stop and think, though. Catholics think it's okay if you get drunker in hell, you know, 7 days a week, as long as you go, as long as you go to church and say Hail Mary or whatever, you know, you're good to go.
Oh,
so drinking is, so that doesn't, you know, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the Catholic people do drink. You know, it's so, I mean, I don't know where they're getting that. I mean, of course, you know, I mean, you've got doctors now telling you that wine is good for the blood. You know,
red wine.
So, I mean, I think all things, I mean, I think there's maybe a benefit in all things as long as we don't abuse it, you know, in things.
Yeah.
I mean, there might, you know, there's probably a good benefit in all things as long as we're not abusing it. I mean, to me, I think the number one worst thing in the world is soda pop. So Herd wants to know, why can't we have weed then at church? If they've got wine at church, why can't we have weed? That's a good question, Herd.
Well, not all. I'm sure not all churches would believe in it. Not all churches would believe in it. Some might.
What'd you say, Paul?
The wine is turned into the blood of Christ, and the host becomes the body of Christ. And I think the host could be cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to your Catholic people about it, Paula? And I know you have. You're such an educator out there. Have you ever? You're a minister. What do they call him? I hear you talking about him to me all the time. I can't think of what his name is. What's his name?
Father Pyres. Father Pyres. Yeah. He supports. Father Pyres. He's a retired priest. He's 95, and he supports me in my use of cannabis, and always has, and always took up for me and Gatewood. He took up for Gatewood too.
Right. I knew they did.
Cannabis was from God, and I asked him one time. I said, "Could it be the tree of life?" He was real quiet, and he goes, "Could be." You can do any and everything with this one plant. So.
But, yes, he probably would have a lot of people that would disagree with him, too, in the church. You know, that's sad.
He was campaigning hard and heavy for Gatewood and got reprimanded because he was too political.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, what do they do when they reprimand them, Paula?
Well, he was a retired priest. They just asked him to quit talking about Gatewood. So he brought me the whole case. of Gatewood's autobiography that he had bought to distribute, and he brought the whole case to me to distribute.
Oh, wow, Paul. Oh, wow. Yeah, I know he had bought a whole case of Gatewood's books one time. I remember that. I mean, because I think I'm the one that brought them down there. I had the whole Honda plumb full and loaded down with cases and cases of the books to where I hardly didn't have anything left between the cases of books and the T-shirts because I was so loaded down with them, and I didn't have to bring a lot of that back with me, you know.
So they're not allowed to be involved in anything political?
No, not really. And he was at the mound where, where all the retired priests lived. And so, yeah, he got reprimanded because he was too political. But, yeah, when we left Lexington that one year in my Mary Jane station wagon, there was so many cases of books, and I'd turn a corner and they would hit the children, the girls. Really, Mom? I mean, they couldn't move in the seats because there was so many books. So many books.
All right.
That's
like
to
have
him on the roof, actually.
We're actually going to have to take a break. I want to give a big shout out to Kentucky Blue Blood for listening in also. But we're going to have to take a break, folks, because it's that time of the day. It's the time of the day that we always play a song. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds, and Miss Jolene's going to take us away. Are you ready, Paul?
I'm ready. I got a coach and my little one. It's ready to go.
Take us away, Jolene.
Getting on my boat, right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Somewhere at 4:20 here.
Yeehaw. What a great, great song. Love that song. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We appreciate that. Appreciate that song. Love it. What a great, great song. What did you change? I don't know. I changed it. It was blank. It's like, wow, man, I should have done that. Damn, man, you can't do anything today without upsetting somebody. It's like, wow. It's like, man, oh, my God. Wow. Big shout out to Michael Van Dyke and a big shout out to Misty Smith down there in Hazard, Kentucky. Thank you all so much. Thank you for listening in and sharing the show. Got a shout out also to Henry Smith. Thank you so much, Henry. We appreciate you listening in and sharing the show. And thank you all. Thank you, folks, so much. It's like, man, what's happening? What's happening with the world? What's going on, people? Who knows any good news? Nobody knows nothing good?
Nope.
Guess not.
Really nothing good.
Guess not.
Nope. Is it a blank day? It's a blank day.
Weather. We can do the weather. What's the weather, guys?
Yeah, that's Sucky. What I was fixing to do. Yeah, it's not a... Well, it's actually today... hang on just a second. It's actually cloudy, really cloudy where I'm at today. I mean, it's not cold or anything, but it is actually cloudy and 75. It's you know. So, I mean, it's nice and warm. Miss Jolene.
Here it's 69 and sunny and very beautiful day. It feels a lot warmer, but it's beautiful.
And Paula.
Well, I don't know what the temperature is since I still hadn't made it to Verizon to get my weather app, but it's probably in the high 60s, and it rained all morning, so it's wet, but the sun's trying to peek out.
Right. Well, I had read, and this is from, and I'd shared it actually up on the radio. Man, my God, man, I mean, Miss, you know, Jolene announced yesterday, you know, she's going to be moving to Colorado here in a couple of weeks, and she'll be live in Colorado with us instead of Utah. I was reading on the Danny Storms, a friend of mine. He actually lived in Florida before he moved to Colorado, and now he's leaving Colorado, and he's going to move to Michigan because I guess they're changing the law so much in Colorado. But here it is, average weed prices, an average of an ounce, and it's a sample size. High quality weed, $241.92. Medium quality is $197.30. Then low quality, he said, I feel bad for these guys, $223 averages are corrected, and outliners based on standard deviation from the mean. So Denver, Colorado, $100 for 10 grams of high quality, April the 20th. Parker, Colorado, $170 an ounce, $200 an ounce for high quality in Denver, which I don't know why he's got that twice. Bloomfield, Colorado, $10 a gram. Colorado Springs, $200 an ounce for high quality. Aurora, Colorado, is $40 a quarter, $10 a gram medium, and then Agate, Colorado, is $1,000 an ounce for medium quality. I mean, $1,000 an ounce? What in the hell?
That just sick. It don't cost that much fucking money to grow a plant.
You know, he says Greenlee, Colorado, $200 an ounce. And, you know, this was on April the 11th of 2016. And, I mean, it's like now they fixed it to where I think they, I even read to where he said, like, if you're a caretaker, you can only grow 12 plants, and it doesn't matter how many patients you got. You know? It doesn't matter how many patients you've got. It's only 12 plants that you can have for all these patients. Say, for instance, you've got 100 patients. Well, there's no way that 12 plants is going to take care of that 100 patients.
Who told you that? Did you read that, or did somebody tell you that? Because it seems like, wasn't somebody on the show, and I can't even remember who it was, that said that you could have, like, 6 plants per patient?
Yeah, but that was California.
Yeah, I
wasn't
think that was
Roger
California.
Out of California?
Huh? Am I confused?
That was Roger, I believe, out in California.
What state herd mentality says? We're talking about Colorado herd. Well, no, it's some kind of new, it's a new thing, though, that they've just done in Colorado. I don't know if I can find it because he shares so much. But it's a new, it's like a new thing. They've done a revision in it or something. And to where, I guess they used to be able to grow whatever they wanted or allowed a lot more than 12 plants. But, I mean, it's pissed him off so bad. For instance, like you said, say, for instance, there's 50 people or 20 people that live in a house, and 19 of them are patients. Well, you can only have 12 plants for all those patients, you know, and that's one thing that's pissed him off, and that's why he's going to Michigan now. Do you know anything about it, Herd? Have they made any new changes out there?
What do you mean, 12 people living in a house? What are you saying? I mean, realistically, if you have 12 patients, they're all not going to be living together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I don't know. That's what he was saying. I'm just reading. Damn, I wish I could find. I should have saved that article and read. But I see so much. I'm trying to actually see right now. Heard is your all's a are y'all is y'all's session over with in Missouri? Refugees. I'm sorry. They're people that's coming in from out of state with their families and things coming in there, right? And it's having from other states that stay together. Yes, that's what the herd mentality is saying. So
they're allowed
go ahead, Darlene.
To be. So you mean they are they have caregivers? These refugees.
He's saying the refugees are other patients from other states that are moving to Colorado, and they're moving in with the caregivers until they can get stabled like Jolene and get out maybe on their own, and they're coming in from other states and staying with these caregivers. So now they're like restricting the caregivers on the amount of medicine. And if they've got like 10 or 15 people, okay, here it is, Amendment 20. I finally found it. Thank God. Amendment 20. This is what he's talking about. It's a new amendment out in California. Amendment 20 may have legalized medical marijuana back in 2000, but patients now feel their rights are being under attack. That attack comes in the form of a proposed ordinance that's going to limit all residents in Colorado Springs to 12 plants total, period, no matter how many adult patients or caregivers live there. You know. So,
I don't know, man.
So it's like hell. I mean, okay. So we know that they're always doing the other from the other states. They stay together, right? I mean, that's like the little Brittany that's taking little KK out there. You know, she doesn't have actually a home set up for her of her own and things like that. She's going out there and she's going to be staying with other people, you know, until she can get on her feet to maybe get her own place and things. And believe it or not, that's probably happening a lot in that state, you know, where,
but you know,
I mean,
you know, they have to put a limit on it. They have to. I mean, if you've got 12 people like under one roof, hell, you'd have to have an acre of land to grow what you needed. Or more.
Yeah.
So, I do know, I mean, less has changed, but in the dispensary, I, you know, talk to whoever, you know, that takes care of me, and I ask questions, but they say you can grow, I mean, without a license, just for yourself, 6 plants.
Right. But now, like I say, he's saying they've passed some Amendment 20, so it's some kind of, you know, and a new ordinance. You know, they can. I'm on hold, he said. Oh, yeah, that's right. Heard you was going to Colorado. I do remember you saying that. And now he says he's been put on hold.
Do you want on the air?
Is he on there?
Yeah.
Heard.
Okay, I'm gonna bring him over. Here you go. Are you there? Hello.
Hi, Gatewood gal.
Hey. Tell us what you know.
Not a lot about Colorado as far as that recent change. The only thing I could think maybe is if they changed it by, like, there's only one caregiver allowed at this address.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that, but I didn't pay any attention to it the last couple of days. So, anyway.
I was thinking, too, that you're only allowed so many patients. right?
I don't know if there's a ceiling on that or not, but I do know that you have to be a resident of the state to get into the medical program, which a lot of refugees, you know, that takes time to establish a residency, you know, and proof that you're at least living there somewhere. And that's also caused real estate prices to skyrocket.
Right, and the rental property also, I'm being told, is ridiculous,
yeah,
too.
Motels, hotels, all of it.
Sickness.
So, you know, that's just what's going on. That's just, I mean, I'm not there. I live in Missouri, but I can tell you about what's going on here, if you like.
Yes, tell us what's going on in Missouri.
Well, you know, last week, our state legislators in the House passed a bill to legalize industrial grow hemp by an overwhelming majority. Now, this week, the House passed, just yesterday, another bill to allow medical cannabis usage for only chronically ill cancer patients under hospice care. So this is kind of, this is what's, yeah, that's what's going on in our state capital. You know, it's their legislature's moving stuff through because they're kind of in a hurry, is what I think, and I sort of predicted this, believe it or not, because we have two initiatives coming up, and you know, to be on the ballot in November, hopefully, to vote, you know, one's for medical only, one's for totally legal, like tomatoes or lettuce or bell peppers. So, anyway, they see it coming, so they're trying to get it wrangled up so they can squeeze all the money they can out of it at the state level. That's just my opinion, of course, but that's coming up due. The initiatives are circulating, the petitions, getting signatures, and those are due in our Secretary of State's office next month, I believe, on May the 7th or thereabouts. So then, you know, soon thereafter, once they're counted and sorted, we'll find out what will actually end up on the ballot or not. In the meantime, our politicians in our state capitol are doing it like they want it done, or trying to. So, there you have it.
Well,
that's
wasn't
what's going
the industrial hemp, wasn't that just a certain select few could grow it?
There wasn't. I don't know if there's a limitation. No, I don't think it was that way, Jolene, actually. I think it's, but it's strictly regulated. But here's my whole question about all of it. Let's say the state legislatures legalize medical for chronic cancer care patients only. Let's just say they do that. Where are they going to get their weed? You can't.
Right.
You can't grow it. You know what the fuck? You know.
Yeah. Really.
Wow.
Well, it's just weird and wild and wacky.
Well, I just wish we was a state where we could have a voice in voting, and you know, unfortunately, we're not.
And you know, that's another thing too. He was talking about the, you know, you have to be in hospice care. You know, so basically, you have to be dying before you can have.
Yeah.
Medical.
You're dying,
you know, that's
you
ridiculous. That's crazy. Why do they want to wait till you're dying?
Well, who's going to give it to them? Who's going to administer it? If they're sick and dying, they're not. They can't fly to Colorado and get their weed from Missouri. I mean, what?
It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. That's so wrong.
Right. So how are they going to get it? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's how ignorant our politicians are about the process. you know. But they're trying, you know, they see it coming. That the, you know, something's going to happen in our state. You know, if not this year, you know, next year, you know, it's going to happen. They see it coming. It's going to happen. So they want to wrangle it up. You know what I mean? So that they, as long as it's going to happen, it happens to their
benefit.
The way it suits them to, in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
Wow. Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Crazy fighting this. I mean, you know, it's like, man. So y'all wouldn't even be on a pilot program then, because they're only wanting to give y'all hemp just for the people that are in hospice care. Is that correct, Herd?
No, that's two separate bills.
Oh, two separate bills.
Yeah. One's for the industrial hemp growing, farming, and the other is for medical, you know, hospice care, cancer patients.
Now, okay, on the industrial hemp thing, would that, have y'all got that set up in, as like a pilot program also?
It only passed the House so far. It hasn't, it's not, no, there's no pilot program. No,
okay. Well, that's great. I mean, I think the pilot program just sucks myself. Now, when will your session end, Herd, out there in Missouri?
I don't know, girl. Sometime later on in the summer, whenever they decide to go on vacation again, you know, whenever they decide, I think. I don't know if there's a set date. I think it's round about, maybe there is, round about August, I think.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the people in our state that doesn't realize that our session only lasts usually 3 months. 2 to 3 months is the longest our session lasts, and it starts in January, and it's over with by March or the 1st of April or a couple of weeks into April. It's over with, and you're just dead in the water in this state until the next year, because you wouldn't believe the people that I have talked to in the past week or two, and they're talking about this bill and that bill, and I'm like, well, what are you talking about those bills for? And they're like, because we got to get these bills passed. And I'm like, session is over with. And they're like, no, session's not over with. I was like, yeah, session's over with, people. So, I mean, you know, the session is over with to where we can't do shit until next year. I mean, you know, there's no way in hell they're going to call a special session in our state for any cannabis at all. You know, it's just not going to happen. You know,
right? But they're still, they can still be introducing new bills when they're not in session. They're just not. They can introduce them in writing. I think that's how it works. I'm not sure.
They pre-file them.
Yeah.
Pre-file them. Yeah.
And
it, yeah.
And it'll be a BR or something. And then when session
right.
goes and it gets a bill number, then it'll be either a SB or a HB, depending on if it's House or Senate.
Right.
So the bills that they pushed last year are going to all be different numbers this next year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They actually. Yeah. What you get 1 year is not the same number as the next year. But yeah, it really amazes me that the people that doesn't know how in our state, you know, that doesn't realize how the bills work, you know, and things. I don't really give a damn whether you know how the bill works or not. If you can vote, just get out there and vote. I don't give a damn who you vote for. Just vote. You know, that's the most important thing. Vote. Yeah, just vote. And I'll just be honest with you. You know, I've actually let my representative last year, and I live in a prime spot for a big yard sign, and look, and she's up for re-election again. I'm not going to say her name, but she's up for re-election again. And like last year, I let her put up almost like a damn billboard out here all across my damn yard out here, and because I live on a major highway here. And, shit, I wouldn't let that bitch put a fucking yard sign in my fucking yard this year for all the amount of money in the world. And it's simply because of the simple fact you failed your people in your district because of the sick and dying and these little children, and fuck, I'm not going to support you no more. I don't give a fuck if I live right off of fucking 75. You ain't putting fucking shit on the fucking place where I live at no more. If you can't open your fucking mouth and stand up for these fucking bills, you ain't fucking going to, I am not going to promote you. I don't give a damn who you are.
So you didn't know that before? How she was?
Well, no. I talked to her and she said she was, Jolene. But, you know, they say a lot. This is what pisses me off.
They'll say a lot
to your face. But then when it comes time for the bills to get presented and for you to speak up to say your part to them, they got a closed mouth.
Yeah.
You know, well, don't tell me to my fucking face that you're going to be for something. And then when it comes session time, you don't speak up or ever even make a mention of it. And you're like, oh, I secretly support it, but I can't tell nobody.
Yes, but once they get your vote, they don't give a shit.
Right.
That's the deal.
Yeah. That's what's got me pissed off about it. So, no, I ain't fucking promoting you. I'm not promoting hell for you. And I'll remember that when I go to vote that probably I won't be voting for you. You know, that's a damn promise. Mm-hmm. You know, your ass will not get my damn vote. And, you know, and I promise you, you ain't going to get the love of my life vote because he's going to be standing there with me. You know. So, so I've just been waiting for it to come because, like I say, I live in a prime location, man, where everybody wants my yard. But fuck you, you ain't getting my yard. My thing is did you say anything about the cannabis bills that we had down there? Did you open your mouth? Because I never did see you post one thing about it.
Oh, but you know. I will this time.
No. You failed me. I give you a one-time shot. You know, you got a one-time shot with me trying to promote you and help you out there. You know, and to me, you've bald-faced lied to me. There is no second chance with that, you know.
That's right.
I expect you to, you know, stand by what you've told me and things. But, you know, I desperately pushed the hemp bill. Well, that's fine and dandy. You know, I don't support anything about the hemp in our state anymore. You know, I really don't, because of all the cannabis people that stood behind the hemp people, now the hemp people have left the cannabis people laying dead in fucking dust, will not even help, will not even lift a finger to even try to help the sick and the dying in this fucking state. So I'm not promoting no hemp stuff, not promoting no hemp events or any fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't realize
not
that.
Doing it. Oh, yeah, Paula, didn't they do us that way? Paula must have had to mute us for a minute. But, yeah. I mean, you know, all the cannabis movement people got behind the hemp people to help them, made the phone calls down there to help promote this and stuff and things. And now, and a lot of these hemp people are cannabis smokers. They're in the closet smoking. And Kentucky Blue Blood said she agrees with that shit. We supported the hemp, and now we are screwed. Exactly, exactly. They will not even stand up, not one of them, and say that they're for the cannabis movement because they're afraid they might be targeted as drug people. You know, cannabis is so illegal. And half of them, I promise you people, half of these fucking big suit and tie motherfuckers that is in the cannabis industry are smoking cannabis every day. Every fucking day. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
But they're in the closet. They're closet smokers.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
Well,
you know,
you girls got all them lying politicians over there, because we got all bars are honest. They never lie to us over here.
Yeah.
Kentucky Blue Blood said they're closet mofos. That's funny. Oh, my. I don't think there is an honest politician in the world. The only honest politician that I know in our state, he is dead and gone, and it was Gatewood Galbraith. He's the only honest politician I've ever met in this state. You know, he was a man of his word.
Good ones.
And he was a statesman. He wasn't a fucking politician anyway.
I think a lot of them start out with good intentions, and it doesn't take them too long once they get the job to get, you know, distracted.
Well, you know, I'm going to announce this. You know, they're doing a big mural. They're doing a big mural of Gatewood on the side of the wall up there, of the side of the building of Purple Haze. Now,
cool.
we have been fighting for like 4 or 5 years, 4 years, at least 4 years, to get a bronze statue of Gatewood put in the parks, put in Lexington. And the Lexington City Council has fought like a dog to not let any statues ever be there. Well, I was talking to the owner last night, and I love this lady. I love this lady. She was also a friend of Gatewood. She says that, you know, that she's probably going to have, once they get this big mural of Gatewood on the wall, because it's right there on New Circle Road, right there around the big Toyota, right across the road is the Toyota dealership, and there's all these big car lots there and everything. And, of course, she's a woman, and they're all guys. And like she said, in Lexington, Kentucky, it's a bunch of the crooked old buddy system of guys that thinks women don't need to be in business, that they're probably going to raise three sides of hell over this mural on the wall of a building that she legally owns and a property that she owns. And so she wanted to know, she asked me last night, if we would stand in support and rally in protest against them if they start giving her a bunch of hell. Because, and I told her absolutely, because I'm going to tell you why. They've got all kinds of murals of art downtown with the whole fucking buildings, with all kinds of, well, a lot of people call it graffiti, but I don't call it graffiti because, man, I mean, they make these buildings into beautiful pieces of art with these paintings that they paint on all these buildings and things. But, you know, even though it's, for some reason, the city of Lexington is just fucking butthurt that they don't want anything of any remembrance of Gatewood in that city. So, I mean, I commend Purple Haze of Lexington there for putting this big mural on there. And I said, hell yeah, I'll fight right there through the court system and every damn thing. Because, you know, it's on the outside of her building. She owns that building. She pays her property tax. You know, to me, it's no different than Toyota of Lexington across the street if they decide they wanted to paint a damn car down the side of their building. We don't give a shit, you know.
Crazy. Honestly, I mean, what could they complain about? I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, anything vulgar or, you know, distasteful or anything like that. I mean, hell, if she owns it, they shouldn't be able to do anything about it.
Well,
I'm sure
got
they'll
all
try.
These...
I mean, I know how people are. They'll, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like she said, you know, one of the things on the city ordinances there is that she could never, as long as she was there, she could never sell any kind of alcohol, never get a beer license. She had to sign a thing. She'd never get a beer license. She would never serve alcohol because they didn't feel like she had a big enough place to serve alcohol, which is bullshit. I'd already seen the place. It's bullshit all day long. You know, she's got plenty enough place to have alcohol there if she wanted to. So she said, hey, that's cool. I'm just going to have bring your own booze. How does that sound to you? I won't sell any alcohol. I won't ask for any alcohol license. If I have things here, I'm just going to have bring your own booze. What the hell can you do about that? Nothing. So then the next thing that they told her is you're never allowed to have any speakers outside of the building. Now, you can have all the speakers you want to inside the building, but no speakers can ever be outside the building. And hell, she can raise these big doors. She's got these big double doors that raises up on each side of the building. And, hell, do you know what kind of damn systems you can put inside that damn building and raise the doors up? You don't have to have the speakers outside. Hell, they got speakers that's going to vibrate the Toyota over there across the road, you know. So that's what she's done. She's got all of her sound and shit on the inside. And, I mean, trust me, man, she can rock that whole damn place. But it's just stupid, you know. She's a woman in business, and she's a smoke novelty place. Sells a lot of smoke accessories and things. I don't even know. Sells the vape pens with the oils and stuff like that. And, here's the first thing. I seen a 12-inch rolling paper yesterday. That's a foot long. I've never seen a 12-inch rolling paper in my life.
Mm-hmm. They had them in the pot dispensaries.
Yeah.
was like, can you believe that? 12 inches, man. That's, I mean, how the hell would you row something like that? Well, hell, they jerked out a machine. They got a machine that'll row that sumbitch for you. you know.
The ultimate
it's like
party.
Yeah. I said, well, damn. They just like, yours, buy you a pack of them. I said, well, damn. Hell, it would take an ounce of pot to fill up that one time, just one paper, you know. I mean, it was huge.
I still want a pack of them. You better bring me a pack for Fancy Farm.
Paula wants a pack of them.
Yeah. Just to show off. Hey, wow, man, look at this. Takes a lot of weed. That's, you know, we take a lot of weed for that.
Well, big shout out to the Paducah people down there. I guess y'all got a shop down there in your area, Paula. I seen that they had to give a big, nice bong away yesterday to somebody for one of their customers.
Yeah, there is a head shop, I guess you'd say, down there, but I've never been because I try to stay out of Paducah now that them fucking quilters, God, we're invaded with gray-haired little ladies and all these quilters, and I won't go to Paducah. I for sure won't go to where the quilters are there.
You know,
they're the rudest people ever.
You know, Paula, when I lived down there in that part of Kentucky, I look forward to going to that quilting thing every year. I made sure I went to that big quilting thing every damn year when I lived down there.
It ain't like it was when it first started, okay? It's all commercialized.
And
I was working at the Cracker Barrel as a server, and those were the meanest people I've ever met. And I went up to that one table. I said, I know when I'm going to plan my vacation next year. And that lady says, when? I says, quilt week, because I for damn sure don't want to wait on quilters. And turned around and walked off. They're rude, they're hateful, and they don't tip, and they're demanding, and they're sarcastic, and, oh, God, we're invaded with the quilters.
Right.
I'm sure all of them sound like that, but they can just go back. And then I'm finding out we're going to have one in the fall, too. That means we've got to put up almost 2 weeks of these people.
Right. Big shout out to Henry Fox. Thank you so much, Henry. Love spending time with you and the KCFC people yesterday and things. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. Love you folks. Paula, did you hear? We haven't got much time. Did you hear any update on what happened to the little guy's court case yesterday down there in your area?
They made him plea out, so he couldn't get the trafficking charge dropped, but he's on probation, unsupervised, I believe. But I'm not for sure how many, 5 years maybe, or 6 years probation, I'm not sure. But he was trying to get the trafficking charge dismissed, because they really didn't have enough evidence, because all the weed was in one bag. But they did find scales with the weed. So they wouldn't drop that, so... We got to charge you with something, is what they told him.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's supposed to come see me, but I haven't.
Got Thunder over Louisville that's coming down this weekend in Louisville. Thunder over Louisville, man, all kinds of stuff that's happening. And thanks, Chirpin Hills going on this weekend also. And we're just about out of time. Thank you. Thank you so much, Herd, for being on the show with us. It's always an honor to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
Thank you to Kentucky Blue Blood for being on the show with us and listening in the chat box. Thank you also, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. And I'm on my way to Georgetown, big city of Georgetown, Kentucky, here in a few minutes. So everybody have a good evening. Love you, ladies. And everybody be careful out there. Bye-bye. I love you all. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to play the song. My screen's not scrolling. Sorry. Messed up.
Oh, it's fine. Love
bye,
you,
everybody.
People, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.